This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to 30 Minutes with GSW. This morning, I'll be speaking shortly about paying attention to the spirit of the times. God is awesome. If we pay attention to Him and learn how to listen to Him, He would surely open our eyes to see and prepare us for what is to come and show us also our role in the days to come. Many of us are quite preoccupied with our own lives, our own macro and micro worlds, that we do not open our eyes in time, or open our spirit in time, to understand what is going on all around us, the implication of such things. And sometimes some of us are caught unawares, or become a victim as a result of not paying attention to the things happening all around us. Last week, Wednesday, during the prophetic service that we had at the ministry, was announced that people should pray in certain ways at certain times. That there's a lot of things that's about to happen all over the world, and the believer would be unshaken by them, because they are a result of the move of the prevailing spirits of the time. When I say prevailing spirit, because I'm mindful of the term, I'm not talking about the predominant spirit that is ruling the affairs of the church or of Christians. We know that we are led by the Spirit of God, but there are spirits that lead the children of the world. And those spirits, when they begin their work, it's our duty to not become victims. We will try our best not to let them operate. We will also try our best not to become a victim of those spirits when they begin to operate. They operate like that predominantly, prevalently, from season to season. St. John made an allusion to them. Also, Apostle Paul, you know the spirits that are at work in certain places, and the Lord would sometimes ask you to pray for those places, or ask you not to go to those places at a particular time. God is awesome in the way He tries to guide us so that we do not fall victims, because He watches out for all of us. But we also must not be foolish to join ourselves to those spirits when they are in operation. Some of us do not know our left from our right at all. There's a lot going on now in the UK, for example. That started in the last 3 or 4 days. From Sunderland, we started burning tires, fighting people. They moved to our city yesterday. And they are doing all sorts. People are crying, rioters are burning cars, lynching people, beating people. They're saying they've had enough of the immigrants that are in their country. They want to take their country back. 2 days ago in Germany, same thing happened, city of Hamburg. Then, you, of course, you know the one that's happening at the moment in Nigeria, and then the one that is happening, that has happened and is still happening in Kenya. And many of us, when we look at it from the logical aspect, from sense, you will say, oh no, they are not connected. These people are shouting because there is hunger in the land. These people are trying to end bad governance. These other people are trying to chase out their president in Kenya. Oh, there's a wave of protest. Oh, these other people are fighting immigrants in the UK. Oh, in Hamburg. Okay, it's also immigrant issue. Why is there unrest everywhere? These things have different meanings. So much people would remember when they said, oh, there's an Arab Spring. And then they said, it's America that triggered it. And then it was moving from one Arabian nation to the other. And of course, the people would just say, oh, it's just logical. America went to start trouble somewhere. They did it. And then they started removing president and they are causing all sort of unrest. And logically, you can explain those things. I'll show you a scripture. You will laugh. I believe it will be around the book of Acts, chapter 8, thereabouts. Bible told us a story. Josephus, the historian of the time, you can check out this on Google if you want, also wrote the historical account of the same story. You will be shocked at how historical accounts corroborate a spiritual account and at the same time logically explains it. So that you can understand when there's a prevailing spirit at work, you can understand the scope of what I'm talking about. So the Bible recorded that Herod arrested Peter because he felt it pleased the people. Pay attention to that. Herod was on a high as a king. Suddenly, people liked him. Suddenly, he could see that he was gaining in popularity. He didn't understand why. Why was he suddenly becoming very popular? Because the Jews hated Herod. The reason they hated Herod was because Herod was not a Jew. Herod was an Idumean. He was from the tribe of Esau. When the Roman Empire conquered Jerusalem before Christ, during the time of Emperor Tiberius, they couldn't tell the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew in that area. They didn't have the It's like when somebody comes into a town and decided that he was going to take somebody that is from maybe Oyo State, I mean the person king in Edo State. And you're trying to tell the person that no, these are two different tribes with two different cultures. But the person does not care because he has superior firepower. And so it was the Romans that installed Herod as king over the Jewish people. Herod was not from any tribe in Israel. When you are reading about him, you will see that he didn't come from the 12 tribes. He was an Idumean from the tribe of Edom. So naturally, the Jews hated him. They didn't want anything to do with him because he was a stoogey of the government. But suddenly, Herod became popular. People started liking him. The Bible said he arrested Peter because it pleased the Jews. And the reason the Jews Well, like that was because after they killed Jesus, the prevailing spirit of the time, that spirit that was asking for blood, they were satisfied with the death of Jesus. So they wanted to kill every other person that followed Jesus. They were going to kill all the disciples. They are going to purge the land of these heretics. And most of the disciples at the time, they went to hide in the upper room. They couldn't come out to show their faces for fear of death. The Bible wrote it clearly that that was why they were in the upper room. because they were afraid. And thank God led them to a place where they prayed, where they bonded, but primarily they were there because they were afraid of attacks. So then they became the most wanted people in all of Israel at that time. After Jesus had been killed, a few days later, not months old, because between the day Jesus died and the day of Pentecost, there are just 50 days. 50 days. After the 50 days, there was an explosion of the church, and the Jews became even more agitated. So then they began to hunt for the Christian leaders. Bible said Herod first took James, and Herod killed James, and it pleased the people. So then Herod took Peter. And Herod said, since people are going to be performing their religious rite of Easter, he didn't want the attention to be split in between them performing their religious rites and he killing Peter. So he said, okay, let me put Peter aside. After they finish their celebration, I will now kill Peter. While Peter was in custody, the Bible said the church prayed. And then the power of the Holy Spirit, through the intervention of an angel, Peter was released from prison. But Peter was released at the night of the eve of the Feast of Easter. So on the day of the Feast of Easter, Herod had calculated what he would wear, how he would look. He invited all the other local chiefs all over the Middle East. He invited them to his palace. They were going to do the feast together. They had never been as united as they were before they began to persecute Christians. So it was time for him to take advantage of his popularity. According to Josephus, that day when all the kings under his jurisdiction, all the rulers under his jurisdiction gathered, he sat in his throne. Everybody looked at him. They admired him. He looked like a statesman, like a proper king. And suddenly, he began to cough. And then he had stroke. And then they rushed him from there, rushed him quickly to his room to lay him down. And then after some time, he spoke to his family and he told them, he said, he saw a bird. That the bird landed on the roof of the house adjacent to the palace. And the bird was saying something, but he couldn't understand it. And after that, he died. When you read it in the Bible, clearly the same account. Luke, in his description of the death of Herod, said, when those kings gathered around Herod and they began to praise Herod, that an angel of God struck him because they were telling him that he looked like God. The angel of the Lord struck him. However, according to history, a medical practitioner, they called it a stroke. But according to scriptures, it was struck by an angel. So you see the difference between how logic systems and how those who have spiritual discernment know things. When you see unrest all over, you will see that it doesn't happen continuously. It will stop at a point. It will seem as if things are going to normal. And then there will be some rest for a few weeks or months. And then all of a sudden, that spirit would come again, like in waves. And when it comes again, it would go from place to place. There will be voices of discontent. And then there are some people that will just go violent. And before you know it, a wave of all sorts will start all over. It is actually a few that would instigate, and then the people who know no better, because human beings are so gullible, usually find themselves following that the wave of that spirit, and they usually are the ones that will fall victim. Because when any waves or any wave of this starts, it will claim lives, will claim properties. A lot of things will happen, and all of us will think, oh, it is anger in the land. A pastor called me and told me, I think I'll not pray for Nigeria again. I said, why? He said, you can see that it is this government, it is this government, it is this government. He didn't know nothing. Any of us who joined them, maybe in the UK, to say, oh, it is the immigrants, they are the evil. Or join them in Hamburg, Germany, to say, oh, it is these people, it's an Islamic agenda. Or join them to say, oh, in Kenya, it's a war against corruption. And join them in America to say, oh, they did the palace coup for Biden. This girl is now Kamala Harris is now the one. You are seeing things from Joseph Foss angle. You are looking at things logically, and there is a spirit that is ruling in the affairs of men that seems to set things on their course, and that spirit does not listen to logic. That spirit direct and dictate the affairs of nations. It doesn't have to direct the affairs of Zion. We have our own predominant spirit, which is the spirit of Christ. But we share this same space with those who are of the children of lawlessness, the children of the night. You know, the Bible called us the children of the day. And the Bible called us the children of obedience. And then the scriptures went on to call them the children of disobedience. They are governed by a spirit. We are governed by a different spirit. And every time you see yourself beginning to speak like them, think like them, support them, act like them, it means your frequency is being set far away from the spirit of God that is in you. Let me say that again. Anytime I sit down and I'm listening to an unbeliever, or I'm reading something I've written by an unbeliever, and the unbeliever wrote something like, Igbo must go. And another unbeliever answered by saying, Yorubas are the devil. But another one says, Delsas are the idiots. And I read it and I find myself nodding my head. See, the virus of the prevailing spirit of the moment is seriously at work in you, no matter how born again you are. All of us are susceptible to spirits outside of our predominant spirit if we yield ourselves to them. It is to whom you yield your spirit. He is your Lord. If the Lord says to us, because again, in this old world, human nature is the same. If there's corruption in Nigeria, believe me, there is no country of this world that has no corruption. If there is human racism, in America, there's racism everywhere. It's true. We may call it by different things. Even among us, all of us who are of the dark skin, among ourselves, we've seen what happened in Rwanda, we've seen Somalia, we've seen what's almost of everywhere. It is not about the color. Human nature defies color. All humans are governed by prevailing spirits. The difference between us and them is that the spirit of truth is in us, and that spirit guides us into all decisions that we make so that we stand distinctively different from the prevailing spirit of the heart. In the book of Esther, we saw a prevailing spirit that took a hold of Haman. And suddenly, Haman decided he was going to kill all the Jews. Just imagine that somebody, logically, if you look at the story, you look at it to say, okay, well, because Mordecai did not respect him, and then he was embarrassed or humiliated when he had to lead Mordecai all over the streets of the capital of Assyria. Is that it? Medes and Persia. The capital of Persia, he had to lead Mordecai all over the capital and be saying that this is what is done for the man whom the king wants to honor. And that the thing made him so feel humiliated, he just felt he had to kill Mordecai. So he set up a gallows, set up gallows, and he said, oh, I'm going to hang him, but not only him, everybody that looks like him, everybody that talks like him. I just have a hatred for these Jews. What? Is that? Do you think that's logic? Of course, that's not logical. When Hitler began to kill the Jews, do you think that was logical? People will give you reasons. Oh, the Jews were loan sharks. The Jews, when he was in Sunday school, the Jews did something for him when he was 10. One of his teachers did something. His Sunday school teacher was a Jew, and the man insulted him. A lot of logical stuff. But you will ask yourself over and over again, would any man who is not governed by a prevailing spirit, hate with such venom? Will any woman who is not governed by a spirit hate with such venom? There is a prevailing spirit out in this world. John will speak and he said there are so many spirits out in the world, so many different kinds, leading people through different seasons and times. And if you are full of the Holy Spirit, you should be able to discern and know when the prevailing spirits at work are of darkness and refuse to be a part of whatever they are doing. There are pastors, a lot of them, that in their eyes, they are on the side of God when they join rioters. Or in quote, protesters. When they carry one flag and they are doing a popular man of the people, people will come and write about them. Ah, this pastor is always putting his mouth on our cause. Where we want to talk is the only pastor that is a, that pastor is a very big foolish person. It is the truth. You can never join the Voice Dei, Voice Populi. Once you are part of the crowd, you are no longer on the side of God. For God had never in history been on the path of the mob. Never, ever. In fact, the first time, Genesis chapter 11, that the mob gathered and they were going to do something that is meaningful in their own eyes, according to logic. They are going to build a tower. They are going to do everything because they are united. If you read that scripture over and over again, you'll be asking yourself, okay, what have they done wrong? People gather together. They had one language. They decided that they wanted to build a tower that they may live together in unity. They were living together in unity. There was peace. They were not killing each other. They were not raping each other. For the first time, we are reading about men gathering together without any evil intention, in quotes, towards each other. They did not have evil imagination. They did not rape each other. They were not stealing from each other. They were not killing each other. There was no murder. They were building. And they are building together in unity. Why would God come there and God will say, these people are a threat? See, like I said, there was a prevailing spirit covering them. That spirit put them to work in rebellion against God. But there are people are rebelling against you. Imagine that you are president of a country, and then some opposition gather together. They began to do things in unity. They are keeping secrets. They are whispering. They are importing arms. They are importing weapons. They are importing this. They are getting guns. You look at them and say, "Ah, these people are very well organized. Wow!" But they are organized against you. Are you going to clap for them and say, "Well done. I like your organization. You people are, you are going to." Due to you employ your own Mossad or your own CIA, those who would, and then you infiltrate their rank, and then you begin to cause dissension, and then you scatter their plan. It is always when people want to do evil, they band together. When they band together, it will be as if they are the best behaved people in the world. But if you are not careful, that's how they put a knife in your back. It is human nature. People unite when they want to do evil. Always, their voice will be one. Their voice is never one when they want to do anything good, and it is as a result of a prevailing spirit of the time. So take a look at the world around you today. The world outside of Christ. Know that people are not just doing things by logic. Know it. That some people are funding when they had the entrance process in Nigeria. We all at the end of it saw how much money came into the movement and how much money was embezzled by those who are supposedly supposed to lead it. Some people are funding, some people are sponsoring, some people are planning, some people are sitting down, planning, making determining which is the hotspot, what they can do to trigger, what they can do. Some people, the spirit has taken a hold of many. Nothing you see will be seen at face value. Nothing. Nothing you see with your two eyes should be like saying that, oh, it's just happening. It's just happening. Don't ever make the mistake of assuming that anything happening in this world is happening by chance. There are two opposing spirits at war every day you wake up and every day you sleep. They've been at war long before you came into the picture. They will be at war long after, until Jesus comes and he sets the course of time and season again during the millennial reign. There will always be two opposing spirits at work, and that spirit. Those spirits are the spirits of Jesus Christ and the spirits of the Son of Darkness. You have come to identify with Jesus. You have come to Zion. You have come to the city of the living God, to the church of the firstborn. You have come to the mighty company of angels, to the spirit of just men made perfect. You have come to the blood of sprinkling. You have come into Christ. This is the spirit that is prevailing and predominant in you. Remember this always. No matter the country you are in now, no matter what you see going on the streets, no matter what you are reading on social media, no matter what you are reading in the news, no matter what you are hearing from what happened in Paris to what happened in Germany, to what is happening all over Austria, to the move of the people and all that, no matter what you are seeing, know that there are two spirits at work. Each of those spirits are pushing their agenda. Those of us who belong to the Lord, we push our agenda. We travel for it. We preach. We go from nation to nation, pushing the agenda of the Lord. The same way those who belong to the devil travel at night, travel during the day, pushing the agenda of the devil. Know this, and we fire the place of your prayer. We fire the place of your prayer. Make sure that at the end of the day, you are not caught in the realm of logic, thinking that the solution to spiritual issue is one government policy or another legislation. It doesn't work that way. I know that this morning, much more than I have said, you can see yourself, and that you are beginning to realign your thoughts and your words so that you do not fit into the stereotype of, oh, there was history, oh, they hate us, oh, they hate them. You now belong to Zion. You are not able. You are not Yoruba, you are not Hausa, you are not a Jew, you are not an American. You are now part and parcel of his body, his flesh, and his bones. You belong to Jesus. This is the spirit that's at work in you. And I'm praying for you that this spirit will guide you. help you with your decision making, help your utterance. You will not be caught on the side of darkness when the Spirit in you is light. Thank you, Father, for your word is faithful. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout, Glory!
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teaching.